Next to me on the plane to Bombay sat a respectable-looking Indian man. He started a conversation with me. "What brings you to India?"
"I'm on a spiritual pilgrimage," I said.
"Oh," he said with great reverence. "Where are you heading to? Bogaya?"
"No. I'm going to Pune, India. Do you know where that is?"
"Oh, yes, of course. It is a 3-hour cab ride from Bombay Airport."
"Do you know how to catch the cab?"
"Yes, of course."
He shook his head vigorously from side to side, which looked to me like a prehistoric trauma shake. I later found that this is the Indian way of saying yes, and like the yes of nodding up and down, as we do in the West. He smiled broadly, his white teeth gleaming against his dark skin.
"When we arrive in Bombay, I will show you the cab. Don't worry. This is no problem."
Abba defended the fighting.
"You obviously know that the Brits support the Agana. They like us being armed and war ready to help them defeat the Nazi forces encroaching on Palestine. We must stop the anti-Semitic movement and war once and for all, even if we have to fight for it. I, for one, am happy to kill any Nazi that I meet on the road."
I can recall how it startled me in my secret hiding place that my Abba would want to kill anyone. Why would he do that? Cowering under the table, I wanted to cover my ears, but I wanted to hear the men and what they had to say.